Great Banks. 46, whose address was given as 4 Bayview Terrace, appeared in court while police applied for an extension to question him further. Detective Sergeant Walls says that he was investigating a murder and an attempted murder, and that to date they had taken statements from 13 witnesses. They had identified another 9 witnesses they wished to speak to. They also wished to view CCTV. He also revealed that the post-mortem has not yet taken place on the dead man, nor has the body been removed from the scene yet. He applied for a further 36 hours to question Mr. Greatbanks. Now, Mr. Greatbanks appeared in the dock handcuffed, and he had a black eye. He didn't speak during the hearing, and there was no his counsel's solicitor did not oppose the application, so the police were granted a further 36 hours in which to question him.
We understand that a person went to Strand Road Police Station after the incident early yesterday morning, Eamon, and effectively handed themselves over to police. Was it confirmed that that was Mr. Greatbanks?
No, that wasn't confirmed. That is my understanding of the situation, but that was not said in court. And the only thing that was said was that Mr. Greatbanks was not deemed fit for interview until 9 o'clock last night. And it says he has had been interviewed twice since then.
The precise details haven't been fleshed out yet by police, but we understand a hammer may have been used in this.
Yeah, that is the report. The police are being very cagey in the details they have released. But my understanding is that both men were assaulted with a hammer inside the house of Bayview Terrace.